This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economic calendar says we are going to get the consumer price index for June tomorrow morning, and it is going to be high. That is not a secret. But we lead today with a perhaps underappreciated part of that inflation story, the part that comes with the rising rents that we have been telling you about. Yes, the Fed is raising interest rates, and that should, emphasis on should there, take a bit of the oomph out of the housing market, and so, eventually, rents. Emphasis there on eventually. The thing is, it's going to take a while for housing to cool down, and as Marketplace's Bree Benishore reports to start us off, it's going to take even longer for that to finally show up in the inflation numbers.
Renters, in a lot of places, are being bled dry. And at some point, there's just no more room to give.
I don't think we can go much higher from a rent perspective at this point, given affordability issues that are popping up all over the country.
Thomas LaSalvia is a senior economist with Moody's Analytics CRE. As renters reach their breaking point, and as the labor market slows down, demand should too. Chris Mayer is a professor of real estate at Columbia Business School.
Slowly but surely, over the next 6 months, we're going to start to see those rent increases, the month-over-month increases, you know, moderate and slow.
Moderate and slow does not mean rents will go down. It just means a 5% yearly increase instead of 10%. There is still a lot of built-up demand to get through before we start to whittle down rent growth to something anyone would call normal. Elliot Eisenberg is a prominent housing economist.
We have potential entry-level homeowners, people who want to buy an entry-level home, who can't, and then they move into the rental market.
And what the Fed is doing to fight inflation, raising rates, that's not going to touch rents for a while. Laura Rosner-Warburton is with Macro Policy Perspectives.
Well, so usually it takes about 6 months to see mortgage rates start to impact home prices. And then it could take another year before those prices eventually filter into rent.
And she says on top of that, the official measures of inflation, CPI, PCE, their measurement of new rents is really slow. So bottom line, rent growth may slow down, but it may keep propping up inflation for years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.